It was a busy weekend in the First Alert Weather Center, tracking storms both days this weekend and the tropics as things have been really picking up in the Atlantic. We'll start with our weather here at home for this week. And today, it's going to be a lot like the last few days. It'll be partly cloudy, hot, and humid with a few storms that develop later this afternoon and evening. And I think the rain will especially be focused near the I-10 corridor and to the north. There will still be locally heavy rain, but there will be some neighborhoods that don't see rain, including neighborhoods out at the beaches and south of I-10. That's where I think the chance for rain is lowest. Now, there will still be storms each day through Thursday and Friday. That's important because Thursday's a holiday. It's the 4th of July. Our daytime highs will be in the mid-90s today and then the low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday with daily threats for storms. But the days look drier as we look ahead to July 4th and then through the actual weekend. I think there will still be storms each day, but the coverage doesn't look that great. So you still got to keep an eye to the sky when you're out and about this holiday weekend. But I don't think the rain coverage is going to be like it has been over the last few days. Make sure you're staying cool and staying hydrated. If you're spending a lot of time outside, take advantage of nearby shade and find your own ways to stay cool because Mother Nature may not offer many of those chances herself. And beginning on the 4th of July itself, that's when our temperatures are really going to take off. We'll be in the upper 90s beginning on Thursday, and it looks like those kind of numbers will last all the way through Sunday. So we're talking heat advisory kind of temperatures. Feels like temperatures 105 to 110, potentially dangerous levels of heat that will be with us all the way through next weekend. We are always tracking the tropics in the First Alert Weather Center, and closest to home, a tropical depression formed Sunday afternoon and evening in the southern Gulf of Mexico. That's headed to Mexico, and it is not a concern of ours. Our full focus, though, has been on Beryl. Beryl was a Category 1 hurricane on Saturday afternoon, and then 24 hours later, it turned into a monster Category 4. So Beryl is headed for basically the island chain that divides the Atlantic from the Caribbean. It's part of the Lesser Antilles or the Windward Islands. It includes islands like Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent. Well, Beryl is headed for that island chain, and this is going to bring potentially life-threatening wind and storm surge to those islands. Beryl is the strongest hurricane we have ever had in the month of June, and it is the only Category 4 hurricane that is formed in the month of June. So this is a serious situation and a very dangerous situation evolving in the Western Atlantic. Beryl is headed into the Caribbean. It's going to stay far to the south. It's not coming to Florida because of high pressure that's going to build from the Central Atlantic and over Bermuda, the Bermuda High. That's going to edge over Northeast Florida, part of the reason why it's going to be a little bit drier for the second half of this week. But that high pressure is going to help keep those storms in the tropics away from our area. So it looks like Beryl is going to basically make a straight line across the Caribbean and head all the way to Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula. There may be some impacts up toward the Dominican Republic and Haiti, even Cuba and Jamaica. And then we're talking about Mexico and the southern Gulf of Mexico by the end of this week. We will have updates on Beryl throughout the week on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. And there's another area behind Beryl that we're going to have to watch. The next names up on the 2024 storm names list are Chris and Debbie. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.